radiant. I just ran across the word. And when you say the word radiant, it does something to you. It has a really good vibe to it, and it says a lot. Ah, I fell in love with it. Feeling Good was supposed to be a vocal tune. I actually wrote it as a vocal tune. It worked really great as an instrumental, too, so I was toying with the idea of, what should I do? I took the vocal out, and then I was going to say the title of the song in the choruses, and then I took that out. There's just little oohs and ahs, and that's about it, and kind of the wordless singing type things we left. Track to put together. It's a definite feel-good song. When I'm not touring, I always play this one venue in Long Beach, and it's kind of been my house gig that I've been doing for, 5 years. And that's the place where I try out a lot of new songs. It's in Long Beach, right on the ocean. It's so beautiful down there. You always see the water out there and in the boats go right by. And so, I don't know, I was just came up with an idea in that way. Trade Winds, sailing, that came to my mind. So I wrote the song around that feeling of being on the ocean on a ship. Air quality about it, the way the chord changes go and the melody. And it's funny because it doesn't really have a chorus in the song. It just has a nice verse melody. It just sings really well.
But it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I wanted to kind of modernize it into a certain degree, but the song was kind of ahead of its time. When you listen to the original version, it has this kind of hip-hop beat, but I wanted to slow it down and make it a little slower and make it really organic at the same time. It's a great message, and it's a great message today.
Something happened here, and what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, got to beware. But it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
It was like the first time I ever did a steel string guitar solo. I've never done that. It's kind of like it's Eric Clapton, just bluesy, and I just wanted to make it like you're sitting on the back porch kind of playing. Songs. I record everything at home and I play everything. I program everything. I play the drums, the bass, the keys, the guitar synth, the vocals. So I put it all together and arrange it. And then I go to the next phase and I give it to a keyboard player and we can put sounds and colors and textures on it. And then I play them live before I actually put them to a CD. So I go through about 5 different transitions of the song. Good to Go was kind of one of those songs that was totally different than turned up on the album. It was actually kind of funk, kind of urban R&B thing that I had on my demo. I gave it to Michael Broning, who I work with on pretty much the whole album. Great producer, keyboard player, programmer. He was hearing a world music flair. Urban nice Latin kind of overtones. Music, so anytime you could add more world music to a tune, I'm there. Shadow of the Moon, I wanted to combine that electronica music with melody. So I wanted to have the nice vibe element with a lot of ear candy type sounds and have some kind of melody thrown into it. And that was a lot of fun to put together because from the inception of that song, that was the whole idea. So I knew what I was going after stylistically. It was one of the funnest songs that put together because of the creativeness. And that's what I love about combining all these different elements together in one song. As an instrument, because I'm usually working by myself, so this section in the song could have a horn section, so I just start singing and using the voice. That's the horn section, so I just sing that part, and then we'll replace it later, I'll get rid of my voice and put a real horn on it. So that's what I do a lot of times with the vocal percussion stuff too, scratching sounds and filters, all done with me just right into a microphone, because I'm tired of looking for the sound on a synth. So I combine that a lot too into the tracks. That is real subliminal. Most people don't even know. And that's in Shadow of the Moon also. That was written specifically for a groove party fest, and I wanted to have the title be sung in the song. It's kind of one of these audience participation tunes. When I was doing it at the shows, it worked. People were singing it. It's the only song on the album that has saxophone. Michael Paolo's on it. Rehearsing to perform at Catalina Jazz Fest with Gerald Beasley and Michael Pollock. So after rehearsal, I got him into my studio. Michael, I got a song for you to play on. I got him in here, and he laid some amazing sax on that song. always internalize, you know, we're always looking inside ourselves for answers. It's tough out in the world. It ain't always peaches and cream. And we're all in this game together. I think Bend or Break came from that.
Cause you're so as light as paper, or heavy as a stone, you still bend.
Either we bend or we break. It's really that simple. And I was like, my perception of just how I'm seeing the world. And it's tough times out there. A lot of things are changing fast. Technology and everything is just fast, fast. And it's in your face. And am I going to bend or break? You know, what's going on here?
Just take a moment just to simplify. Persistent and courageous. It's a whale, is a running dry. You got your armor. And you got your artifacts. Your boots are grounded, but your tree is falling fast. The storm is hitting harder as you flutter in the wind. You still bend or break. And yes, we all are fragile.
Thinking that line, we all have roots. We're all gripped to it. When times get tough, it's like, oh gosh, here we go. Oh, here comes a storm. You dig in and you bend or you break. It's a song about choices too. You don't have to break. We could all bend. And that's what that song's about, you know, a choice.
Sometimes light as paper, or heavy as a stone, still bend or break. Yes, we all are fragile, just running through our lives. We still bend or break.
That song was actually written in my living room, and I was envisioning going across the water on the boat, going to the island when I do the Catalina Jazz Fest. It's actually a solo guitar piece. I wasn't even going to have anybody else play on the track. And then I wanted to add my guitar synth and orchestras on top of my guitar, which I do a lot live. And I thought, you know, I'm going to call Tom up. So I called up Mr. Tom Schumann. He's just amazing. It was funny. I gave it to Tom, and Tom goes, Steve, I hope you don't mind. I want to do the solo. I'm like, absolutely. Please do your thing. It's very inspiring that he was inspired to want to do that. To me, that was like, oh man, this is perfect. Shine was a track I wrote with the band in mind, inviting all the guys, Hans Ermuhlin, he's a great keyboard player. Christian Pozak's been my drummer since the first album. He's played with me live and most of all the shows I've done with the band. And Larry Antonino on bass, a great, great friend and great bass player. He's actually been on every record. That song is kind of an artsier tune that I like to show a different side of what I do as a writer. It was written on the guitar and it has a really guitarish kind of melody, and Hans did an amazing job on the keyboards. It's just everybody played so great on it. I think I've been able to actually develop a sound on my own without somebody telling me, no, this is not right or this is wrong. And it just felt right. It was kind of like a natural process. I was never told by record companies that you got to play this kind of music and you got to write this kind of music. And I've been real fortunate to never be in that position. I've been given, do your thing, Steve, just do your thing. It was like trust with the record companies I've dealt with. And I've been very lucky in that way because it's very rare. And I think a lot of artists are very much told kind of go after this direction and this is what we're going after and this is the market we're trying to reach and this is what you have to do. I've never been told that. Now that I look back, I feel very fortunate to have that happen because it's just so rare these days to be able to develop and do your thing. I really try to work on songs kind of like an experiment. So I think I get inspired to want to try things that I wouldn't normally do instead of just doing the tried and true and finding a nice groove and just writing a tune around it. I always go the extra, oh no, let's dig deeper. Have a dream in life. What's our radiant dream? So I just started thinking about that, and it just transformed into almost a message kind of tune. It's amazing when you think you're going to write about one thing, and it totally turns into something else when you just let your subconscious take over. And then you're listening back, and you're going, wow.
Fortunes filled with passion to feed this hungry fire. That no rain could ever smolder. If it takes forever, I sure got the time to pay. Have somewhere we can go to, someone we could trust, and never take for granted. When this world feels empty and drains you to the bone again, yeah. I fall to sleep of hopes I'll see my radiant dreams, because life's come.
I think it's real important for the people to know how important they really are to the process of these songs. This music doesn't happen without the audience. They're just as part of the show as we are. To have that connection is so important. And I know a lot of people in the audience don't realize how important they really are. And I'm saying you are so important. Doesn't happen without you.
Radiant dreams.